Okay, great. Welcome everyone to the Affiliate Funnel Seminar for this week. Mike is off this week, so I'm going to chit-chat about branding you. It's something that is at the heart of Affiliate Funnel. It's something that's at the heart of all what at least I do online. And hopefully some of the information could prove useful for you for what you guys are doing. So essentially, I'll start off with this quote. One of my favorite authors' name is Jeffrey Gittimer. And if you ever get a chance to read a Jeffrey Gittimer book, try to. He's got this saying where he says, "All things being equal, people buy from people they like. And all things not being equal, people still buy from people that they like." So the story is, yeah, Deeds, I gotta go. The story is that you want to make yourself not your product, but what people like about how they buy online. One thing that really helps doing this is branding you and putting yourself out there as not the product, but what you represent with that product. So let's take, for example, you're promoting Affiliate Funnel. Fine, Affiliate Funnel, great program, wonderful. It's got everything you need. It's got all these tools, valuable resources. But everybody's going to be promoting Affiliate Funnel, just as Affiliate Funnel. Now, what happens if, say, Soren Jordanson is promoting Affiliate Funnel? Soren has done such a good job of branding himself, people will have a bigger chance of signing up through his link than, say, Joe Smith's. Reasons being is because Soren has branded himself. So this is why it's really important, especially online, because we're so comfortable and so used to sitting behind our computer and being anonymous to really promote you first. It's critical. I say it's 100% the reason why John Olson became John Olson is simply because I started promoting me and branding myself as an expert in a certain thing. Anybody can do it, and that's what's so cool about it. I know, you know, that's such a cliche where, oh, everybody can do it. You know, I came from nothing and became something, you know, great, wonderful, whatever. The truth is that anybody can do this. What you have to do is you have to find something that you have a passion for, whether it be, you know, list building, whether it be traffic exchanges, whether it be splash pages, squeeze pages, ad tracking, blogging, Squidoo. There's just so many things that, you know, you can pick, and then you have to stick with it. You have to become an expert, a brandable expert on that program, on this service. And anybody can do it. Just, you know, it takes time. It's a lot of effort, but you can do it with the tools, of course, at Affiliate Funnel. But more importantly, when you start promoting yourself first, putting yourself as the product rather than, you know, XYZ program. Sound good so far? Anybody got any questions? Soren, you want to comment or anything? Okay, so, you know, that it's fine to sit here and say, okay, you know, you got to brand yourself, but what are some ways you can do it? Okay, the easiest way that you can do it is by putting your name everywhere. Instead of calling yourself username, you know, username computer guru, you know, become, you know, John Merrick, become John Olson, Soren Jordanson. Use your name everywhere you go, whether it be in online forums, when you come into chat rooms like this. I mean, everybody does a really good job of it coming in here. Everybody's got their real names up. You know, on all your websites, your squeeze pages, putting your name, people will remember it. A little golden rule of advertising, it takes between 6 to 7 times before someone remembers something. So just by throwing your name up once isn't going to work. You got to get into the habit of putting your name everywhere. Everywhere you go, put your name. Another really cool thing to do along with putting your name is putting your phone number. If anybody's familiar with the name Tony Tzak, he's a really big traffic exchange surfer. Tony really helped brand himself because he put his phone number under his name. Wherever you went, it's a Tony Tzak. It'd have his picture, and then we'll get into that. And then it'll have his phone number underneath his name. So it really gave a personality to all the web pages that his name and number was on, and it created a bond with viewers. So, you know, put your name, put your phone number, and the other big thing, what we just mentioned, is putting your picture. There's no right or wrong time to put your picture on a page. Some people aren't comfortable with it. That's totally cool. But you really should look into it. If you're comfortable with it and everything's good to go, get your splash page, get a squeeze page done, upload it to Affiliate Funnel, and stick your picture on everything. Again, I'll go back to the Tony Tezak thing. Tony made a huge impact in the industry he was in simply because he put his name, number, and phone number, sorry, his name, his number, and his picture on everything he did. And it really promoted him first. So it was almost like, okay, well, you know, look at this. Look at this new program. So this new program launches. There's 150 people that are promoting it all at once. Everything is wonderful. Everything's peachy. People are looking at pages. But then they see Tony's page. Who are they going to sign up under? Chances are they'll sign up under Tony because he's done such a good job of branding himself first. And that's really the trick. The trick here is to make sure that you become your product and you become the reason why people will sign up and spend money, because they're not going to buy a product just for a product. They're going to buy it because they like you. So again, that quote from Jeffrey Gitomer, all things being equal, people buy from people they like. All things not being equal, people still buy from people they like. It's really important to remember that, because that is one of the little tricks that can really help build your business. So I'm gonna open it up. You know, questions, answers about branding yourself. Mike Filsaime calls it me marketing. The promotion of you, just, you know, like the Affiliate Funnel thing, where it's build your business, not someone else's, putting yourself first. That is what the message is, and it's a really, really powerful message, and anybody can do it. So I'll open it up here. Questions, answers. Seven Finger Code. Yeah, that's a really good question. Sorry, well, it's a comment. You know, Seven Figure Code was released, you know, about 10 hours ago, roughly, or 12 hours ago. And there's a lot of people promoting it. But who would you buy it from? Would you buy it from, you know, Amy Todd from, you know, Nowheresville, Canada? Or would you buy it from Gary Ambrose, Russell Brunson, Harris Feldman, you know, The Source even, like going to Mike Filsaime, you know? I mean, there's a guy who's totally embraced the power of branding himself. I mean, his company's name is Mike Filsaime Inc. So it's really critical. It's really critical to really put yourself out there, because, you know, this is another thing, and this is, I'm always harping on this. I don't know if anybody goes to my forum a lot, Net Marketing Forum. I'm always on this. I wrote an article about it this week. Nobody is going to do this. Your competition will not do this. Your competition will be completely content with sitting back with their feet up, you know, drinking a latte, being known as, you know, computer guru instead of John Olson or Soren Jordanson, you know. So your competition will not try to brand themselves. So you can do it. It takes little steps, putting your name out there, your photo, your phone number. Do the things that your competition won't do, and you'll start being able to brand yourself. Questions, comments, tomatoes.
Yeah, I have a comment. I was actually sitting here writing something about branding for an ebook, John Guanson's project. And I was just writing something about it carries over. If you just add your picture and your name to your Traffic Exchange Plus pages, and brand yourself on Traffic Exchanges, it carries through. When you send an email to your list, if they've seen you recently on the Traffic Exchanges, it helps build a relationship there with your subscribers as well. It helps if they use SafeList, you send an email there, they've seen you on Traffic Exchanges, or the other way around, it carries through. So just get your name and face out there in forums, in Traffic Exchanges, your SafeList signature, anywhere you can.
Oh, bang on. Absolutely. It's just, yeah, it's something else that makes you stand out. the more people will see it, the more they'll get used to, hey, you know, so-and-so obviously knows what they're doing if they've been in this, you know, and they're everywhere you turn, that their picture's there, their name's there. It really helps. And again, it, you know, just like just that one example that Soren put out right there, your competition isn't thinking like that. They're completely content with rotating their affiliate pages and the traffic exchanges. Doesn't work. Yeah, and I think it's more critical than ever these days to become recognizable and memorable. Talking about memorable, you know, the Seth Godin way of thinking, like a purple cow sticking out like from the crowd, being memorable, doing the things that everybody else won't do, especially in this day and age where everybody is, you know, we're so you know, the world economy is growing, there's so many barriers that are being broken. People are still in a shell, you know, they're not ready to get out of that shell and say, okay, you know, I'm so and so, this is my name, this is my business, this is what I represent. They're very content with sitting in the background and being faceless and nameless, and that just, it doesn't cut it. This puts a personality to it, and people buy from people they like. So, you know, get out there, put it, you know, and also another thing, if you're going to put a picture up, get a picture, that you're smiling in. The studies have shown that, you know, smiling pictures add warmth. You know, don't go in there with a mugshot. I've tried that, doesn't work.